Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the final hour of Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. Ben Standing here with you until 10 o'clock. We have been talking a lot of Commanders. We just did a bunch on the NBA Finals and the NBA Draft, and we're switching now back to the NFL, and we're going to get into the position that really, only everybody cares about, quarterback, and nobody better than a guy who has QB in his Twitter handle, Derek Klassen, at QB Class, K-L-A-S-S, on Twitter. He's one half of the Athletic Football Show, my colleague at the Athletic. Derek, thank you for your time. What do you do this time of year? No games. You can't watch any game tape from the weekend before. It's a Monday. What do you do on a Monday this deep into the offseason?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. Appreciate this. I think this is going to be fun. But I still go back and watch the games from last year. Like this morning, God, what was I watching? I was watching, I think it was the Panthers-Bears game from week 5, which, of course, I got a bunch of condolences from other people on social media that were like, oh, my God, God bless your heart for having to watch those. So, but that's what I do on a Monday in the middle of June.
Well, look, I'm sure you make up for it by having watched some Jaden Daniels clips. I can imagine. Feels like, you know, everybody in the league is all about the Commanders now. Certainly the league is, based on the TV schedule that they've given the Commanders. And again, I imagine you've gone back and you've looked at Jaden Daniels. And, you know, one of the big questions for me is, look, he was incredible last year. Right? I don't even know necessarily what I'm saying that he has to do so much better, that there was like a massive weakness. You can improve, but it wasn't anything like, wow, that was bad. Fix that. When you've looked at it, What for you is like, okay, if I think defenses are going to adjust this way, here's maybe where he needs to adjust that way. What kind of has been standing out to you when you thought back about the Jaden Daniels?
So that's a good way to set the table, because I think anything I'm going to say is certainly a nitpick. He's already, you know, feels like he's a top 10, 12 quarterback as a rookie, and still I think obviously has room to grow, because I think that's one important thing with Daniels is he's gotten better pretty much every year from his early years in college. And that's something we saw at the end of LSU, obviously something he was able to do even during his rookie season. Like, to me, coming in, his biggest issues were didn't throw the middle of the field quite as often as you would like. Like, he's very accurate to that area, but maybe not as aggressive as some of the other guys. And then I thought his pocket feel and his sense for when to just let plays die, I thought was pretty bad. I would say his ability to throw the middle of the field actually did get better over the course of the season. I thought especially in the red zone, I think, is where you kind of started to really see that come alive for him. And then for me, I would say the biggest issue of still wanting to see improvement is that pocket management, is that holding on to the ball, because you obviously get some incredible plays because he's willing to let plays extend and get outside of the pocket and all of that stuff. But I think he also probably still took too many sacks, even at the end of last season, where I did think he got better at it. And then I would say management within the pocket. I think he's a very calm player, and once he gets outside of the pocket, his eyes are fantastic. He's a creative player. But there were just some moments where it felt like he was still a little bit too bouncy, a little bit too jittery in the pocket, especially if he got interior pressure and knew he couldn't bail. So I would say just improving on that a little bit, and he would be skyrocketing even further.
Yeah, no, I think that's all great points. And look, I think clearly the team was like, okay, we've got to improve the offensive line to help him out so he doesn't feel like he has to constantly, you know, get out or break out. I thought moving on from Brandon Coleman as the left tackle, I think, was a logical move. It felt like he just gave up a lot of speed rushes, not to mention sacks. And it was like if somebody broke containment quickly, it was coming, it felt like, from his side. So they get Laremy Tunsil. They get Josh Connerly in the first round. What's your sense of how Tunsil is going to specifically help Jaden Daniels this year?
So the Tunsil one is a little bit complicated because I think he is coming off of probably his worst season as a pro in a long time. Granted, that's him going from a top five bona fide left tackle to like the 12th best left tackle. So this is still certainly an upgrade for them. And last year, a big part of it with him was it seemed like discipline. He took a lot more penalties than I think he usually did. And that was certainly an issue. So I don't expect that to be the case in Washington because I think their offense was incredibly well coached last year, especially along the offensive line. So assuming that part of his game shores up, I think he'll probably jump back to being a top 10 left tackle. And then I'm more interested in Connerly. Like he, you know, I think I'm not sure exactly what their timeline for getting him on the field is going to be, but to me, he's such a perfect fit for what they want to do just in terms of this big, super athletic guy who's very comfortable with a lot of the spread run schemes they're already going to do.
We're talking with Derek Klassen, part of the Athletics Football Show. You can find that wherever you do your podcast, and he focuses a lot of his time on quarterbacks. When you went back, I don't know how many games or how you went back and looked at Jaden Daniels. Again, I think the thing that's always fascinating is how does a defense now that has a year of him on tape as an NFL player, how do they adjust not just to that, but also like they've now seen Cliff Kingsbury call plays for this quarterback. Did you see anything over the course of the season, maybe during last season or since the season ended, that you think if a team is going to make a big adjustment, there was something out there that kind of work that Jaden and Cliff Kingsbury need to be aware of?
So I think last year, I think there were certainly some games where because the offensive line was still bad, teams were able to blitz them out of a lot of stuff. And there were certain games where other teams were able to get home. One of those Dallas games, I certainly remember they were picking on some of their rules. So I think last year teams were very willing to blitz them. I think what we saw though, is outside of those moments where the offensive line got completely abused or, you know, their pass protection rules were abused a little bit, I think Jaden Daniels is actually really good at replacing blitzers with the ball. And so I wouldn't be shocked if next year teams actually blitz him less. Because obviously he's very good, I think, mentally replacing blitzes. But also, even if you get a free rusher, there's only like a 30% chance that guy's even going to catch him clean the first time. So it's, you know, getting a guy home doesn't even necessarily mean anything. So I wouldn't be surprised if next year, when the pass protection is already going to be a little bit better for them, teams just go, all right, you know what? We're going to let you hold on to the ball for 3 seconds. We're just going to pray that we can cover and see if that does a little bit different.
I think that's such a smart thought because you're right. I mean, good luck catching him. It's not like he's just a pure pocket passer where, okay, we got to get him off his mark. Go ahead, get him off his mark. He's either going to run. You know, he set the rookie record last year for most rushing yards by a quarterback, or he was just, you know, spectacular on the move, throwing or, you know, what have you. And obviously there's always the concern he's not the biggest guy out there, even though it looks like he put on a little bit of weight / muscle. But, yes, I think that's such a logical thing to do. And look, one of the other things that Washington did this offseason was they went out and get Deebo Samuel, you know, give them ideally more of that, you know, yak opportunity. They had some good guys last year and Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown, but Deebo Samuel, when he's right, is a definite upgrade. He also wasn't particularly great last year. What do you think of that acquisition and how do you think that's going to help Jaden Daniels?
I actually do like the fit, and that's one more. I think the more I looked at it, the more it actually did make sense to me, because Cliff's offense, kind of like you were mentioning with some of the De'Ami Brown stuff, the Olamide Zaccheaus, they like to have a lot of screens, RPO screens, some of the tunnel screens they were doing with their receivers last year. They like a lot of that stuff, and Cliff will even put some of his receivers in the backfield, which we all know Debo has probably done that more than any other receiver over the past decade. So I actually think the fit makes a lot of sense. To me, the complication is just like, how many games of Debo are we going to get? You know, are we going to get 14, 15 and he's right for the playoffs, or are we going to get 6 and he's not right for the playoffs? So I think so long as he's on the field, he's going to be a plus value for them. And I think be just like a 30% better version of all the yards after catch stuff they were doing last year. But I don't know if he adds anything new. He's just going to be better at the stuff I think Cliff already kind of wanted to do in that realm.
Yeah, no, I think that's another smart take. It's not like they didn't do some of the things that Debo could do, but if he is right, if he's a Pro Bowl level guy, then that's an upgrade over what they had. And this is an offense that, as high scoring as they were, they kind of still need more of those chunk plays. And when he's right, he can obviously deliver that. Let me go back to the quarterbacks for a second. Obviously, last year in this draft, you had 6 quarterbacks in the top 12 picks. This year, you've got Cam Ward with the first overall pick. I don't know if I go to anybody who's going to tell me that if they look at these quarterbacks and were to sort of say who they would want going forward, it's hard for me sitting here in D.C. to think they wouldn't take Jaden Daniels. But, like, you know, it's not like Caleb Williams, you know, he was the number one pick a year ago, and a lot of people thought it made sense. Plenty of people thought Drake May was no less than the number 2 quarterback in the draft. I know Cam Ward doesn't necessarily grade out to those guys, but he was the first pick in this draft. And J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, they all have fans. What for you? You take all those guys, so 7 quarterbacks. Who would be like going forward? How would you kind of assess those guys? You don't have to rank all 7, but at the top of that group, who are like your top 3 or 4 guys going forward that you would bet your money on?
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of like you said, 4 is the right number. And I realize the platform I'm saying this on, I still think Drake May is going to be the best of the bunch, you know, 3-4 years from now. I think what he did last year in New England was kind of shocking how consistent he was able to actually play despite having pretty close to 0 help. So I would still say Drake, Jaden Daniels, and I still have a lot of faith in Caleb Williams as well. So I think all of those 3 guys are going to be pretty firmly Pro Bowl quarterbacks, I think, over the next 3-4 years. So I think any of those guys are going to be awesome. And then to me, you know, I know going into this draft, a lot of people were kind of iffy on Cam Ward and even thought some of the other quarterbacks in last year's class were better. To me, it's the 3 guys I just mentioned. Then it's Cam Ward kind of in his own tier. And then it's the other guys like McCarthy and Penix and Nix.
If you go to Derek's Twitter bio, his email's there. I'm not telling you to email him, but I'm just saying, don't yell at me because he's at Drake May. That's all I'm going to say. No, look, I mean, Drake May, all things considered, you know, this is, New England fans, I'm sure, are plenty happy that they've got him. And now they have, an upgrade at coach. And it seems like they recognize they had to do a much better job on the offensive line. We'll see if Stephon Diggs is available for them to give them that type of, you know, number one receiver that they need to help a young guy like that out. Caleb Williams, obviously the Bears did a lot this offseason. They bring in Ben Johnson. They upgrade the offensive line. Do you think that, like, there's going to be enough progress there with what they've done for him that the Caleb Jaden conversation gets, you know, shrinks a bit? Or is there still, like, the, you know, Caleb's off, you know, his I don't know, I don't want to say his attitude, but there's still some of his, like, awkward vibe with him. Some of that came out this offseason with the clip from the Seth Wickersham book about how he and his dad maybe didn't want him to play for the Bears the last year, whatever. What's your read on that? How much of an impact do you think that's going to help even just this year for him and the Bears?
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to get, you know, because we've seen some insane year 2 jumps fairly recently, right? Like Joe Burrow's was crazy. Lamar Jackson's was obviously insane. For Josh Allen, it was year 3, but still kind of in that same range. I don't think we're going to get quite that. But I do think Caleb Williams is going to be significantly better this year. And I think that for a couple of reasons. One, a big issue they had last season was a lot of their pass protection rules as an offense. I think we're pretty poor, and I expect Ben Johnson to really help them out there. especially with all the new veteran interior players that they've added. So I think the pocket's just going to be a little bit more stable for him. I also think from a production standpoint, a lot of the biggest issue for Caleb Williams last year was that he was really inaccurate and not productive down the field, specifically 20 plus yards. I think some of that was him just missing throws. Some of that was sometimes rookies actually just have like a bad timing down the field. Joe Burrow was actually pretty notorious for this as a rookie. And so I expect that to get better in year two. And so I think between the offensive line shoring up, hopefully just getting even a little bit closer to average as a deep passer, I think those two things alone, mixed with the creativity, the confidence here he has, I think he's going to play like an above average quarterback next year. Whereas, you know, this last year was kind of up and down, pretty rocky.
You know, what's crazy for Washington, their schedule this year, Jaden Daniels will go head-to-head against all of the other quarterbacks from his draft class except for Drake May. They've got games against J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams. What's your read on let's just go J.J. McCarthy. Obviously, the question is, where is he at with his health, right? I mean, he's missed all of last year. They have, of all the quarterbacks, it's so funny. They're two backup quarterbacks primarily. Sam Howell, who was here, of course, and then Brett Rippon, who, you know, relative of Mark Rippon, so they got some Commanders ties, or Washington ties, I should say. I don't want to get yelled at by people because I said the wrong team name. What's your sense of J.J. McCarthy? I mean, obviously you haven't seen him, but you saw him a little bit last year. You studied him in the draft because that's such a fascinating deal. The Vikings were, you know, arguably the best team in the league during the regular season, and now they have this complete unknown at quarterback who does have a lot of promise.
I think I'm more skeptical about that. And I'm not saying that this can't work for Minnesota. Obviously, like you mentioned, I think if you just pulled the quarterback away from any team, I think the Vikings might have the best offense in football. And so inserting any quarterback in there, I expect them to look fairly productive. But I was probably more iffy on McCarthy as a prospect. I thought he was more of a second round. This is going to take some time. I think he's going to have to iron out his accuracy a little bit. And so maybe with a year, you know, to kind of get some mental reps and stuff, he might be there. But like you mentioned, he's coming off of a pretty significant knee injury. He apparently lost like 30 pounds during his recovery. And Obviously he's going to add all that back on, you know, over the course of the offseason and all that stuff. And he's a professional athlete. I'm sure he can do that. But it's a weird thing to have to do as you're going into your first year as an NFL starter. So I'm a little bit more in wait and see mode, I think, with J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings offense.
I'm trying to drop some weight. I had never thought of injuring my knee as a way to do that, but that seems a little extreme for me. All right, last question for you. Just broadly with Washington, obviously, we mentioned some of their moves on the offensive line. They added some pieces on defense. You know, Trey Amos in the second round, Dietrich Wise on the defensive line, but you know, I don't know how much they really did that makes me think their defense will be much improved. Where are you at with Washington overall? They're not going to sneak up on teams. The schedule's harder, but Jaden Daniels is, you know, one of the guys in this league. What's your just broad view of Washington after this offseason?
I honestly expect it to look pretty similar to how it was last year. And obviously some of the insane photo finishes they had are probably not going to happen again, but I do expect them to be an offense that, I think last year they were like 28, 29 points a game. I would expect that, assuming Daniels is who we think he is, to kind of continue. The defense, they added some stuff. I really loved the Trey Amos pick, but I think I was a little bit more skeptical of how the front looks and replacing Jeremy Chinn with Will Harris. I was a little bit questionable on. So I think this team is going to really feel the way that the Bengals have felt the past few years, where it's like, okay, they can put up 35 and get in a shootout with anybody. But because of the defense, you know they're going to be in a shootout with anybody. So I still expect them to win about 10 games and probably get into the wild card, but I think that Philly team's going to be pretty hard to topple.
Derek, great stuff. I really appreciate it. Again, you can find Derek on Twitter, X, at QB Class, KLASS, and you can find him all the time with Robert Mays on the Athletic Football Show. You know, again, he likes Jaden Daniels, just like somebody else a little bit better. That's okay. Like, everybody has their, you know, not everybody likes the same flavor ice cream or the same kind of pizza. You know, it is what it is. We'll see. They'll both have some good careers, and we'll play it out. Derek, you rock, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. You're the man.
All right. Derek Clausen there. Thank you so much to him. We've got more to go, a couple more segments to go. We can talk more about the Commanders. If you want to call in, 800-636-1067, The Fan. Ben standing with you till 10 o'clock on 106.7 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Metal Chris. The first time, like, when I got my driver's license back in the day, I mean, I had driven, but I didn't have my own car. So, you know, you just get your, when the parents allow you to drive. And my parents are divorced. I was with my dad and he was going out of town. So I had to drive him to National Airport. So that meant once I dropped him off, the car was like mine for the next several days.
Is that your first solo drive then was home from the airport?
Maybe I had driven solo, but it was like not for real. Like I had to go back, you know, the parents were around. So I got in the car, CD player in the car. I threw in that song by the Scorpions. And that was the song. Like I was like the guys in like Ferris Bueller when they take the Cam's fancy car and they just go nuts.
Ferrari. Yeah.
Okay. This was a Toyota Camry, but it wasn't as crazy, but that was that song will always be a reminder to me of my journey in this life. That was a big moment. Clearly, as I remember the exact song that I played. Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's cool how music has that, you know, there's certain times in your life you just remember certain songs or whatever. And, you know, sure, when you have a wedding, you pick the songs or whatever, but even in the times when you don't really, you know, it's cool how things stick with you. I feel sports does that a lot too, you know, like I ain't never going to forget where I was when Jaden threw that Hail Mary, you know, like just certain things like that too. So it's
100%, no doubt about it. I don't know that what we're about to discuss is going to land in that where I remember where I was moment, but this time of the year, June 2nd, you know, not a ton to discuss. We've gone through a little bit of the Commanders OTA, what I'll be watching for this week. And of course, if you missed that, you can go find the earlier segments on the Odyssey app or the Overtime podcast. But the other day, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, he threw out a nugget about something he heard regarding the NFC Championship game last year that I'm not saying he's making it up, but it's kind of, I don't know. I'm not sure what to think. Here's what Chris is going to play. Listen to this clip, and we'll come back and discuss what he actually just said here.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
Okay, so again, I don't know how it was. I don't know what the context of how it was that that topic came up. I mean, this is months after the NFC Championship game. And, you know, look, I mean, the Eagles won that game. And I think anybody that...
I have a theory about where this came from, but we can talk about it in a minute.
Okay, so, like, look, I remember having conversations that week about if you took both rosters and you said how many players on the Commanders in the starting offense or defense would start for the Eagles, I don't probably need five fingers to get there. And that's even if I say Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts. It's not like, you know, Jalen Hurts is a problem. Obviously, he's a very good quarterback. But, you know, a couple of guys here and there. But other than that, it's pretty much all the Eagles. So we all get that. But they split the regular season games. Washington had won the more recent matchup. And yeah, you know, the Eagles, you know, Quincy Gardner-Johnson got thrown out of the game, blah, blah, blah. Washington had just beaten them. And then they'd won, what, five in a row? They just beat Tampa Bay, and they crushed Detroit on the road. They've got to be coming in with all the confidence in the world. I can't believe for one second, and I won't believe this, that anybody, who, like the players or the coaches, thought to themselves, no shot. No shot. No way that they thought that. Now, could somebody in the building just generally have said, boy, I don't know, man. I don't know how we're going to win this. Sure, maybe. But I don't want it to sound remotely like anybody thinks that Jaden Daniels or Dan Quinn or anybody in that locker room was like, we got no shot. I don't believe that for one second.
The whole Dan Quinn mantra thing was like anyone, any day, anywhere. Like that just does not mesh with the mentality, especially they had after beating Detroit there, where if you weren't bought in before that game on that team, there's no way they were not, you know, like... Plus, the last team the Eagles lost to was the Commanders. Now, I know Jalen got injured and whatever, but still, it's like, you can't tell me they didn't think they had a shot. You know, it's not like, I don't know. If they've been swept in the series and just blown out both games in the season, maybe. But I'm betting this probably came somewhere from an executive box and not the field. That's what I'm guessing. Maybe, if not like, you know, necessarily Harris or something, like maybe one of the investors that is not the main owner, you know, not Magic Johnson, but one of the other guys, maybe one of their people that is part of their entourage or whatever. But it sounds more like something that came from the box and not the field. Because just the way they ran that team and the way everyone was bought in, I don't buy that for a second. I just don't.
Yeah. Look, I think, you know, I said this last year and people questioned me and, you know, they were wrong. And what I said was, that Adam Peters and Josh Harris and all of them, they did not build this team last year to contend. It may work out that way, and clearly it did because Jaden Daniels was miles better than you could imagine. And look, so much just went right for them. But just, you know,
they developed faster than they were expecting. Like, you just can't expect a new rookie quarterback to just come in and be that level of good the first year. Like, you just cannot plan for that to be your plan. Like, that's just stupid.
Right.
So.
And just the amount of, like, the kumbaya was at an all-time level. Like, they were just all in sync with each other as in terms of team chemistry, believing in each other. All that was at a degree that you just can't predict because, you know, chemistry is a constant unknown until you kind of go through it. So they were not playing. That's why they signed 100 guys to 1 year deals. That's why they didn't go out and like make some crazy splashy moves. Now, when the season kept going, they're like, oh, wow, we actually have we're going to make the playoffs here. We better upgrade our cornerback. They go get Lattimore and so on. So I don't buy at all that they were like thinking that they were going to contend the way they did, which is why at the end of the year, I know, like, when after some of the playoff games where they after Tampa and Detroit and being down there and everybody's like really happy and talking to some people, and some people are like, look, everything's gravy at this point. We have already exceeded expectations by a million. Like, you know, if you're talking about getting the fans engaged, check that box. You're talking about the building towards a great future, check that box. You're talking about competing right now. I mean, look, the Lions had some injuries, blah, blah, blah. They were the team that everybody was convinced was going to win that game. They did that. Two games on the road in the playoffs, they did that. So I can understand if somebody was like, hey, we've already exceeded all expectations. If we don't beat Philly, it doesn't change anything. And the reality is that Philly has a deeper roster, which, by the way, is not a knock on the Commanders. They today, right now, are still building their roster. The Eagles have had many years.
It's a bit of a knock on the Rivera era, but
Yes. No, that for sure. But like, that's the thing. Like, the Eagles have had, you know, they've been able to acquire all this depth because this has been several years. They can go out and make a move to bring in a Saquon Barkley. And while he did carry the offense for stretches, and if you said to me, why are they not going to win this game? Defending him would have been probably my number one reason, and we saw that immediately in that game.
Yeah, first play. Yeah.
But they can go out and get a guy like that, add him to what they already have, and that puts you over the top. Right now, with this team, they are still in the process of adding pieces to build out that core group. The defense still has question marks for sure. You know, look, if Deebo Samuel somehow doesn't work, or even if he does, he's a free agent after the end of the year, who's going to be the other receiver opposite McLaurin? You know, if Zach Ertz...
I think they're hoping someone develops, too.
Sure.
You know, I think that's part of their thing is, like, you know, put someone on for a year or two. When someone develops, we're not stuck with this other contract, you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%. If Terry McLaurin's about to get a deal with, like, averaging $30 million a year, I am very much an advocate of do not go out and pay another receiver big money. Draft a first guy in the first round? That's fine. That gives you a five-year window on a rookie contract, which is different. So they are still building. This is not a completed roster. The core is still in flux, which is, again, this is only year two. It feels like it's much further along because of what happened last year. But the reality is this is still, it's not a, you can't say it's a rebuild. Dan Quinn wouldn't even want to use that term last year. He said it was a recalibration. Okay, whatever works for you, Dan. You know, that's fine. But they are still building towards this. They still have all these guys on one-year contracts. They did that again this offseason. Because you mentioned the Rivera era, they don't have got a lot of guys from those 2020 through 2023 drafts.
No first-round draft picks are still on the team from the Rivera era, right? Like, none of them.
Yeah, it's basically Sam Cosmi and Quan Martin, and then, you know, you go from there. And so, they are still figuring this out. Even the free agents, a lot of the guys that they signed didn't pan out, so they had to kind of start over. So they are. Adam Peters is still building this group, and that's why, again, they lost the way they lost against the Eagles. You know, if they don't make a couple of mistakes, maybe that game turns. But you know, the Eagles were the better team. I don't have a problem saying that. And if somebody said that, I sure. I mean, there was a reality to that. But to suggest that they thought they couldn't win,
they had no chance.
Right? Nah. Come on. That's you know. I sometimes hate it when somebody who's sitting in the seat I'm in right now goes with the point that sounds just homerish. This isn't homerish. This is logical-ish. This is an understanding of how competition works. These guys are not worried about getting blown out. They thought they had a real chance, and of course they did. It just didn't work out. We've got more to discuss here in the final segments here on Overtime. Ben standing with you till 10 on 106.7 The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. I know if I need a DJ going forward here on whatever shows I do, I know who I'm going for here. Great stuff here by Metal Chris. All right. I wanted to mention something. Adam Kaplan, I think, referenced this in an earlier segment, but I didn't have a chance to follow up on it. And that is that the Pro Football Writers Association gives out a bunch of off-season awards and off-the-field type of awards, you know. And one they give out is called the Pete Rozelle Award. And it's because Pete Rozelle, the former NFL commissioner, got his start in the league in PR. So it goes out every year to the PR staff that is deemed the best in the league that year. The ones that helps out the writers, not just the locals, national writers, writers from other teams, etc. And this year, the winner was the Washington Commanders. And, you know, this is an award. This is a recognition that is incredibly well deserved. Sean DeBarbary is, I don't know what his actual title is, but like he's in charge of communications. It's some fancy vice president of, you know, something. But Sean does a fantastic job. He came in towards the end of the, he was there right before Ron Rivera. He was the main guy for Ron Rivera the whole time. He's now stayed on with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. And he just does a really good job. He understands what we're going through, especially when things were so chaotic for many years, as we all know, and his staff, Charlie Mulay, Samantha Fersace, Jared Carrier, they are all young people with bright futures and a well-deserved recognition. So I just wanted to mention that. I know there are times where you can't say anything positive about this organization without people going, yeah, get out of here. come on, they're bad at everything. No, not. I mean, look, lots of improvements across the board. But this group has been good even during the Rivera era. They arguably could have been recognized in this way during that stretch as well. I think they were nominated one of those years. So kudos to them, to Sean and his team. They do a great job. They make our lives a lot easier, and they make it, you know, easier for on the Jaden Daniels of the world and others, for sure. So I just wanted to give that recognition for sure. As I said, Wednesday will be our return for the media out at OTA. Talked in the first hour about kind of some things I want to watch. I mentioned the wide receiver room in particular. You know, one thing I also want to keep an eye on, this is a deep cut, but I'm a deep cut roster kind of a guy, and that is Sam Hartman. And I mention that because, look, they've got four quarterbacks, and we know how that works. Teams have four quarterbacks for the offseason programs. The fourth quarterback is typically, he's there for the summer, and then, you know, we'll see. Last year, Sam Hartman was kind of that guy. He was on the practice squad all year behind Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, Jeff Driscoll. Jeff Driscoll's out. They brought in Josh Johnson, who, of course, has been here before. He's been with every team seemingly before over his crazy journeyman career. He was the backup last year for Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. So you would think that logically he's going to be the guy to be the third string, assuming that they keep three. But what's interesting for me with Hartman is Mariota's only signed to a one-year deal. Same with Johnson. QB2 behind Jaden Daniels is going to be one of the most important positions on this team going forward. What happens in the worst-case scenario? I don't know that Sam Hartman's the guy, but it would be amazing if he does develop to being a legit backup quarterback in this league. Now, again, undrafted kid. He had a really good college career at Wake Forest and Notre Dame. We'll see. He showed some promise last year in the postseason. Obviously, he's got great hair. I don't know if that makes any difference, but, you know, it doesn't hurt, right? So I'm just curious to see, especially, you know, this is the time of year where he needs to show something. OTAs, mini camp, training camp. He's not going to get any run during the season, even if he's the third string. He's not going to get a lot of practice reps. So this is the time of year where he's got to show something. And if he does, maybe they have a QB2 for 2026. That would be great. Otherwise, you know, they'll just have to be in that market as so many teams are every year. Just something else I want to keep an eye on this camp, and you can keep me honest about that. Listen to me on the Last Man Standing podcast. Make sure I talk about it going forward. All right, one more segment to go. Metal Chris and I will be back here on 106.7 The Fan. Reason why we are here tonight with overtime is because the Nats were off tonight. They are back in action tomorrow. Start a 3-game homestand at home against the Cubs. That'll be a challenging matchup on paper. But look, the Nats have been pretty hot. They are coming off a loss at Arizona, but they've won 9 of the last 13. Trevor Williams is slated to take the hill for the home team. He is coming off a pretty impressive outing. Picked up the win, 3 hits over 6 innings at Seattle. So Trevor Williams against Cade Horton to start the 6-game homestand. They'll play the Texas Rangers after that. And as I've said now throughout this show, the Commanders will be back in action on this week. We'll be out there on Wednesday to take a look at everybody. No, Chris, I don't think I've asked you specifically, but, like, is there, for you, after what you saw last year, is there anything that you're like, boy, I hope that this is better? Is there anything that, like you know, we're not going to learn that in OTAs necessarily, but, like, this is how it starts. Anything for you, like, God, I hope this is better.
I know a lot of people have kind of been picking, like, you know, you want a better defensive line or edge rushing or something like that. A better corner play, whatever. I want, in general, this might be a more vague answer, turnovers. I want to be winning turnovers almost every game. And not just maybe you got one interception, the other team got zero or something. Like, I want to be winning them. I want to get 3-1 or something like that. You know, just coming out and getting the ball, be it punching them on, fumbling them, strip sacks, interceptions, whatever you got to do. I want to see way more turnovers. I want to get Jaden Daniels the ball when he's not supposed to have it. I want to see a lot more of that.
I think Joe Witt Jr. 100% agrees with you. We'll talk to Joe Witt Jr. tomorrow, and I can imagine generating more turnovers will come up. They went that long stretch last year without an interception, and he was getting really frustrated about that. You know, obviously drafting Trey Amos should help if a healthy Marshawn Lattimore goes a long way towards that. But, you know, they lose that hard-hitting safety with Jeremy Chinn leaving. Will Harris comes in. He's been a solid vet, but a different type of safety. You know, this is where the pass rush aspect comes into play. Obviously, you get enough pass pressure on the quarterbacks, they got to throw early or off their mark or, you know, off a back foot or whatever, and that's where mistakes can come. Are they going to be able to generate enough pass rush? That's obviously a significant question that we're not going to know for a while. But I think that's a really good thought. For, you know, the run defense and turnovers, to me, in terms of the defense, are the biggest questions off of last year. The pass rush, we'll see where that goes. They did generate a lot of sacks last year, but it's hard to look at this and say that's going to happen again, but I need to see it. I give them the credit, benefit of the doubt until noted otherwise. What about the Deebo Samuel thing? Are you pumped up for that?
Cause yeah, I am. I think this is the kind of change in the culture that players can turn themselves around in. You know, I think sometimes you go to another team and it's just kind of whatever. But if, you know, if Dan Quinn's still holding this, you know, any day, any time kind of thing, and the players are buying in again, I think that's the kind of thing that he can really notch it up again. You know, and not every trade puts you somewhere where I think you can turn your career around and succeed again. But I think it's actually good. I think Washington's a really good landing spot for him. I think it's going to work. I mean, who knows? He could break his leg in the first game or something. You never know. But I think he's got a real opportunity here to really turn it around and, you know, shut up all the doubters. So,
yeah. You know, again, you mentioned correctly, people talk about the pass rusher. Do they have enough? You just mentioned Deebo Samuel. Is he going to be enough of a number two with Terry McLaurin to really impact the offense? I legitimately think that the number one wonder for me is, can the culture maintain the high level it was a year ago? There's no reason to think it won't. But every year when you have a new roster, there's new people that come in.
The players still got to buy in, you know, like each year. Like, it's not just like, oh, we were good 3 years ago. No. What are you doing? You know, it's the NFL. So what are you doing for me now, league?
Yeah.
You know?
So. And this is where Jaden Daniels' even keelness is so important. He doesn't get high. He doesn't get low. He works hard. He shows up at the, you know, 5 a.m. or whatever the heck time he's getting there. On practices to work out and study. That translates, if your hardest working guy is the best player or your quarterback in this case, it translates to everybody else. But again, Laremy Tunsil's new, Marshawn Lattimore's new. They didn't go to OTAs last week. We'll see if they're there this week. It's voluntary. They don't have to. But at the same point, they didn't. And last year, they had essentially 100% attendance. And, you know, how does that work? What if they... The schedule is, you know, very tough. What if they start off 0-2, 1-3? Are their fingers pointing?
Like the Bengals last year, basically, you know?
Right. So. The Bengals, but after they lost to the Commanders that Monday night, they were kind of toast. And, like, you know, the season went from there. So, again, there's no reason to think they won't be strong. I'm just saying that, to me, is such an interesting thing because it was such a factor last year positively for this team. All right, look, it's been a lot of fun here. Thanks so much to our guests, NFL insider Adam Kaplan, Wizards insider Chase Hughes, my colleague at The Athletic, Derek Klassen, talking about Jaden Daniels and quarterbacks. Of course, Metal Chris dropping all the great hits from his side of the glass here. And of course, thanks to everyone here for calling in, for listening. Some of you sent me some messages online. It's all appreciative. It's been a lot of fun. I always enjoy these conversations with you guys. And, of course, you can always hear me talk on my podcast, Last Man Standing, wherever you do your podcast, and you can read my work on The Athletic. But I'm getting out of here, signing off. Until next time, see ya.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.